in point.
And the process we had it this way, that three is the format. But in the format of three, there are two elements. One element is that you have the tzura of Gadlu, one saying to two. But then there's, and that's really the tzura of Zimun. But then in that Maisa Zimun, there's also a Kiyum, Belave. And the Kiyum Belave is that you're entreating others to join you in the praise of Hashem. Right? So the question was, by two, can you have, since there's a Kiyum Belave, can you do two, the Torah Zimun? Okay? That's the way we finally worked it out. Now it would come out. I was thinking about it. It would come out that you can have a mitzvah midaraisa where you have a certain tzura, and in that tzura is a kiyum, and then you have a situation where you have the kiyum alone, without the tzura, and the question is, can you do it because of the kiyum? That's the way we. I was thinking, is there anything else like that in the Torah? Case, like it says that if a person is davening biyachidus, so he should try to be machaving mishor shatzibu mespalon. But what good is that? He's not davening mitzibu. What is he accomplishing? Right. So I was thinking that because there's a kiyum belave of tzibur also. So the kiyum belave of tzibur, you have if you machaven to the mishor shatzibu mespalon. So that's why you have that phenomenon.
There's no different tzura there. We're trying to use the tzura of Shlosha during Shnayim because it has this similar key and believe. Right. I feel it's the same, you're saying the same Shon Esrei, you're just trying to get the extra key and believe.
Right, but the tzura of davening at the time of the Zibor.
But here you're not benching individually, you're just being Yosei through his benching.
Yeah, that's a good point. In other words, what they're saying is that he could show that there's a kiyum belave, and that you should add that kiyum belave biyachid, right. But it doesn't show you exactly what we have here, that you can do something in a different tzura
right.
Because of the kiyum belave. That's the question, right? That's a good question. But then that's what I was saying. One more example. I had another example. We had a problem. Just a second. That you could have the kiyum belave of a different tzura. In another tzura.
Right. Mm-hmm. You could separate off the kiyum belave.
You could separate it off.
Outside of the form which it is.
Outside of the form, and you can have it. So it does show you that idea. But one second, I think it was even a better right now. So then you can have the same idea over here. It's not completely different. But, is whether or not you're permitted to do that. Because you could say the kiyum belave, since you have a kiyum belave, so it's mutter to do it. But on the other hand, you could say, since you only have two, you don't have three, it's a bezayon, and you don't have the rabbim, and it's a bezayon to do it, and the kiyum belave is mutter that. It's us, but we're mutter.
Person treating another.
Right, I know, but you're saying the tzura is a tzura of God Lash Amiti is appropriate for three and not two.
Right.
Just because it has a key and belief in common, the one of intriguing one person with another.
The nation that it's showing you. So I just take off one part, one component. It's two components there. Or do I say, no, the only matir is three, then you have a matir to do the birch of Zimu. But if you don't have three, you have no matir, it's a bazaar. You have no right to do it. Even though that in three there is the kiyum belave, which it would seem you can cut off and have it exist by itself. But no, you need dafka three.
Because God was the matir for the kiyum belave.
That's right.
Without that, you have no matter.
Without that, you can't do it. Right.
And the other guy just holds that's just the highest form of the mitzvah, when you have both things. But in theory, you don't need it as a matir for the other kiyum.
Right.
Ready?
Yes.
The Kiyum Shebelev emerges from the Tzuras Mitzvah, right? It's not as if there are two components that...
Where does Avas Hashem?
Right.
Right? So what's your question on Avas Hashem?
I'm saying, are you looking at this area that has its own specific Kiyum Shebelev, which is unique over here, of Avas Hashem? Or is it just that the Kiyum Shebelev is something which naturally emerges from the Tzuras Mitzvah over here, just like it would in any other mitzvah?
No.
There's something particular over here.
Right. There's something particular over here that he's entreating somebody else to join him in the Kvod Shemayim.
You don't have that characteristic by other mitzvahs. You only have it when one person is engaging another.
Right. That's
not a Shemayim. That in Shemayim. Yeah.
About
how God. Baitham Ketzer. Baitham Ketzer. As opposed to Avinena, where he has a full tefillah. All right, good. I'm glad you guys went through that. Okay. So he holds up by Shinayim. And Mertzel is Amin and is Amin, so each one's Mavarach L'Atzmo. Right? Each one's Mavarach L'Atzmo. So then he says, "V'chein li namotzi yishar brachos, einu echad mavarach lehotzi chavero." Now Rashi says that on his base, correct? Rashi says, "On mitzvah l'chalik, just about the middle of the dach, a little bit higher. Levarach kol echad b'fnei atzmo, bein brachas amotzi, bein brachas amazon." Right? You got it?
Correct by the notation on the image.
That's right. Now Rashi is interesting because Rashi says, take a look at the Rashi, Vama Rabbi Zera, Loma Shein Birkas Azimun Beneim, Lo Bala Lamdenu Ela Shein Tzrichin Zimun, the Kivan Dechod Yotzi Birkas Chavero, Ashmein and Dein Zimun.
Higher up on
that. Vama Rabbi Zera, Loma Shein Birkas Azimun Beneim. Because if it's Zimon, it's one bracha for both of them. Sherei Alman Avarach Lomar Baruchu. Okay, so Rashi is mechalik between Shomea Kaona and between Zimon.
Right.
That in Zimon, it's not really Shomea Kaona. And Zimun, it's one bracha for all three. Whereas over there, you'd be Motzi Chavero. So, but nevertheless, Rashi somehow, so he has two different concepts, right? But nevertheless, over here, he combines them both. And treats them as one. That mitzvah lechoed means that, Imrotzel Azamin, Eim Azamin, what's it got to do with it? It's a separate case.
Mm-hmm. Now here he's talking about Timotzi, talking about Shemei Kona, right?
Yeah.
Good.
He's talking, so, and Retzel's on him is on him, means you have to mevarach la'atzmo. Now what's the v'chein? That's a totally different case. Right?
I mean, it doesn't mean you can't use Shemei Kona, you're saying.
Right. Well, he is saying you can't do Shemei Kona.
Right, it's like two things.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those two things. You can't do Zimun, and then also you can't do Shemei Kona.
And also
and on that other thing, Rav Samotzi is like that. But they're right. Separate things. Why is he shoving that together? It's
right.
Zimun just means you can't do Zimun.
That's right. That's
then
right.
There should be a different discussion about whether you're allowed
whether
to do
Zimun.
Whether
you're allowed
to
do
Zimun.
Right.
Why is he throwing that together?
Why is he throwing them together?
That's right.
Russian, yeah. One of these two together. That's what, what's the common denominator here? I mean, it's two different ideas. One idea is there's no Zimun, and you can't have bracha achas l'shneim.
Right?
And now we're telling you another halacha that in Shomea Kaona, you can't be motzi.
The person's
Havera.
There's one thing in common. There's two people.
And that's Rekha on is where is by Bracha Rishana. Bracha Rishana. Bracha Rishana. Strange, Rashi strange.
Yeah, so
right?
Right.
That's the only time. So you can actually have a case of Shemaya Kahana.
Right.
Right.
It works.
It works. It works, but you shouldn't do it.
Right.
Why not? Masha Enakin by, with regard to Zimun.
You can't do it.
It's not a matter of, you shouldn't do it, but it works.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work. I mean, it would seem like it's two different things. Strange and Mark should tie them both together. Like it's, like what's the common denominator? It's like two different ideas. Two different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
apparently, Rashi is learning that Shamei Kaona, you also need a tzirah. You also need a tzirah by Shamei Kaona. Now, Shamei Kaona is not a separate phenomenon.
And two doesn't do it.
What?
And two doesn't do it.
And, well over here it doesn't. I mean, yeah, two doesn't do it, yeah. And three doesn't do it either. But three will make it tzirah by Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
But three won't make it tzirif on Hamotzi.
Right. In Kurt Rashi, you should never make Hamotzi for somebody else.
That's right.
Yes, so how does it work by a bar and sofer?
What?
So how does it work by sofer and a bar?
Good question. How does it work by boor and sofer?
Why doesn't it work by three?
Where?
By the Birchas Hamotzi.
Because there's no tzirif. The only tzirif you have is for if it is for Birchas HaMazon. If the three ate together, so then it's not right. But where do you see the tzirif of the difference between two sitting down to make a motion and three sitting down? It's the same thing.
Right. Are you saying it doesn't work, or it's just the chachila you shouldn't do it?
You mean your question? Was that your question on Bor and Sofer?
Right, and that, and isn't it also say that Tava Meira Lamishesh?
Yeah, Tava Meira.
It sounds like it works.
Yeah, it works. It works. It works.
Why, Rabbi? Why by Bracha Rishana can't you say also the place of God al-Hashem?
It has nothing to do with it. There's no God al-Hashem by Bracha Rishana.
This is a matir?
No, this is Rabbanan.
And what about Ellie's question before about they still have a mitzvah colleague? What's the mitzvah? Or are you saying just that it doesn't
work? Can't do it.
Right.
Does Rashi explain anything for himself? Doesn't
work.
It means like that the sentence I was trying to just say. It's a one if your wife benches for you that Tova Meira that because the guy's an Amor, it shows he doesn't have a bench and his wife knows how to bench. So that's not that's not a sound household. Correct?
Yeah, where's that going to remember?
I hope so.
Mayra, curse and come. Sorry. Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's like this, that there's two types of tziruf. In other words, if there's a genuine tziruf, so it doesn't make any difference, the fact that I was a nana, that I should be mevarach latzmi. I mean, because since there's a tziruf between the Torahs, either bracha will do. You can your bracha is as good as mine, and as long as I have Shemaya Kahana, it's even as if I actually said it according to some, according to Mary. Right? But if there's no tziruf, okay, but if there's no tziruf, so then really I should be able to, it's not like I'm creating the chefta shel bracha because there's a tziruf, and you're being yotze Shemaya Kahana, and it doesn't matter who creates the chefta shel bracha because there's a tziruf. There's no tziruf like that. There's no shame tziruf like that in terms of the bracha itself, but there's a different tziruf of arvos. In other words, the tziruf is a different kind of a tziruf, that you can't make the bracha, so I'm chayev to help you out in the, to help you in the bracha. So the tziruf is a different kind of a tziruf. It's the tziruf of arvos, but it's not a tziruf in the entity of bracha per se. So if it's a tziruf in the entity of bracha per se, then it doesn't make any difference who's the mevarech. Okay, but if there's no tziruf in the bracha per se, so then, so vis-a-vis the bracha per se, just a tziruf because of arvos, so then you shouldn't, then it won't work.
Well, arvos is only if long I can't do it. That's otherwise, right. There's no arvos.
Otherwise, no arvos.
Right. That's the idea of arvos.
Right? That's the idea of arvos. Right. The arvos is mitzaref.
Like
that kiddush, there's a tziruf of a responsibility for another Jew. So that's a different tziruf.
You could say kiddush for some, for one other person, that would definitely work, right?
Yes.
Even though he could say kiddush on his own.
That's right. Because that's good kasha on Rashi.
It's varos.
That's good kasha on Rashi. What did Rashi do? He said everybody made their own bracha gafen.
Man.
All right.
Okay,
Botzea
is one person. The
Balabais is Botzea. Balabais Botzea. Right, that's also a Kashan Rashi.
It doesn't say it's more than, it doesn't say it's 10 people there.
No. Well, 10 people wouldn't help anyways. You're not going to say,
right.
Saying the same bracha. Right.
Maybe you can answer that. It's kind of
like
I'm going to
get my Megillah or Sofer, no?
Right. Right.
Who said you need a Tziruf by Shmei Kona in general?
That's right. It's a tziruf of arvos, because this other person doesn't know how, so you're machayev and you're chayev to make sure that he's yotzer.
Right.
So therefore, it's a different shemei kohen, it's a different tziruf. But it wouldn't work, the question you raised before, would it work if they're both suffering?
Right.
The answer is it wouldn't work.
Even though, I mean, Rashi wouldn't work in general, even by everything, by Kiddush, by Mikra Megillah.
Well, it seems so on the surface. I mean, it doesn't seem so.
From what?
Shabbos, because that's not, but it's
fair.
One halacha is that there's no tziruf, and that's why there's no zimun, and the other halacha is that, you shouldn't use Shemaic on it because it's a mitzvah of Gufo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you say that they're tied together in that it seems like the baseline halacha is that Echad Mevar Klal.
This is along the lines of what you're saying. In other words, that really halacha is that since it's a Birchas HaNenin, like you're saying, like the Ron says. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what? It's Birchas HaNenin, so there's a Chiyuv Levar Gufo to be Meshabeach Gufo. Okay, so how do you have Zimun? How do you have Zimun? So the answer is the Kiyam Zimun is Mafkia the Chiyav Levarach La'atzma B'gufo. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. So now there's another type of a Kiyam. There's a Kiyam even where you have Echad is Motzi Chavero. But there's a kiyum kavod of bracha achas l'kulam, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the halacha of what? The halacha of the kiyum of bracha achas l'kulam is not mafkia the chovas aguf of the berchas anana. You understand me? So now Rashi is symmetrical. Right. In other words, what Rashi's saying is, v'chein be'berchas hamotzi and shor brachos, what he means is that there is an inyan of kavod, of bracha achas l'kulam, but just like with but the only thing is that it won't override the chovas aguf of berchas hanenem.
Right.
Right?
Without the three, without the
kiyum zimun. So that's how it fits in, that's one uniform halacha. What it's saying is, that by Shnayim mitzvah l'chalek. In other words, that they're why? Because the chov asaguf, because of birchas hanenem. And there is no kiyum zimun to override the chov asaguf. Correct? Mm-hmm. And then, and the same thing with regard to the kiyum kavod of bracha achas l'kulam, where one is motzi v'the other two, there is, that is not enough to be mafkia the chov asaguf of hanah. So then Rashi would make sense, the member would make sense. Because we ask the question, it's two different things. Why should it be one member? You know, I think one thing is there's no zimun, that should be one member. Another member is a separate thing, that you can't be motzi with Shemei Kohana. But if we're learning the way we're learning now, it falls in very, it fits in very nicely. There's no zimun, so zimun can't mafkia the chovas bracha l'atzmo. Because it's a birchas hananen and it's a begufo. And also the kiyum of what? Of bracha achas l'kulam, which is a kiyum kavod, even though you're being motzi chavero, even though it's not bracha, it's not literally one bracha like by birchas hazimun, but nevertheless, that kavod is not mafkia the chiyuv of the gavra as a mevorech because he had an asaguf. Okay?
Right. Is that the machlokas in the of whether it's just to use him by two or not?
So then it'll come out that the d'yevid yud b'yotze anyways.
D'yevid yud b'yotze because of Shmei Kohanim?
Yeah.
Right.
But it would only be d'yevid because he wouldn't be mekayim the chov asaguf.
Right.
But the kim of the chov asaguf is not ma'akev.
So you're saying that there's a tier.
So let's keep these two ways with regard to the question of can you be yotze, can you have a zimun by shnayim? That everybody holds these a kiyum b'leiv. Right. So the kiyum b'leiv should be matir want to be the zimun b'shnayim. Right. But the only question is it enough to override the birka bracha l'atzmo, which is a chovas aguf, so even though there's a kiyum b'leiv, it's not enough to override.
Right.
So it sounds like they're complementary.
But one second.
Then the sofer and the bar, you'd have to say we're doing zimun, no?
You learn it just from what?
Then the sofer and the bar, are they doing zimun then?
No.
So you're saying that allows you to override the, because they need to, so then why, then they, so you're saying they are doing zimun. You're saying really two could do zimun. Intrinsically, yeah. It's just that it's not enough to override the idea of
No. That's why we're saying they can't do it.
Yeah, but it's over in a bar where he can't do it lasmo.
Oh, so since he can't do it lasmo,
so if he can't believe, then he'll say he's doing zimun.
Right.
I don't know if you want to say that, but whether he's doing zimun.
But then that's been built into the din of zimun.
There's no din of zimun of shnayim because in general there's no matir to do that.
Correct.
So now there's no such thing as zimun of shnayim.
That's tzur shnayim. That's tzur shnayim set up.
But I'd rather. You get into a problem. The other way I think is smoother.
But the other way then isn't it?
That was my first approach. I wanted to say there's a bracha. That's the bracha latzmos and there's a machayev. And the question by two is, can two override the bracha latzmos?
Right.
Or we could even say like this. Or you could even say like this. You could say that in Birchas HaMazon, since you have the concept of Zimun, so you see there's no Chiyav of Bracha L'Atzma. It's Mafkia the Chiyav of Bracha. Well, let's look at too many ways. Let's look at it. Let's see where we're ahead of us. Too many possibilities. So we're learning here, is there a phenomenon of Zimun by two? Or is there no phenomenon of Zimun by two? Not the Gemara saying that your question of Sofer and Boya will be phenomenon of Zimun.
Right, but then I'm not really answering the question on Rashi.
But Zimun, so it can't to be Mafkia, because by Zimun you always be Mafkia the Bracha L'Atzmo and the Chovas Aguf. But maybe the Bracha Achas L'Kulam, which exists, even though one is mostly the other, maybe that bracha l'kulan, that kavod, could be docha. The chovas bracha l'atzmo, chovas aguf. So Kamashwan, no. It's in the same realm.
Right.
It's at least in the same realm.
Because you have a kiyum which is undercutting a kiyum.
That's right.
Have another one kiyum which is undercutting another kiyum.
That's correct.
Right, but by Zimun it doesn't work because there is no such thing as Zimun. No, by the other one, there is such a thing as it. It's just not big enough to uproot
that's
the...
That's correct, yeah.
What's the unification there?
I mean, unification is that you don't have any kiyum that can override the Chovas HaGuf.
Mitzvah L'chalik means it's basically mitzvah for each guy to do it.
It means that the Chovas HaGuf is in place, intact.
Nothing else comes and it comes to knock it off.
And the idea of drawing a line between the two people now, one's a boar, one's a...
No, one so we're saying that if one's a boar and one's a sofer, so that, so since b'di'evit you could be as a toshmei kana, so he has to do it.
You can't do that.
It's
not the opposite.
Right. And that's just the...
Because it works inherently.
Works inherently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
It works inherently.
Right.
Even if they're both suffering, it'll work.
Right.
And that's why he passes.
Right.
And I guess we would have to see the Rishon to see if there's a lower middle place. But right now,
that's
how
you
okay, so it's good?
Yeah.
So let's say Tesis. Avad Omar Abaya. Naktinim, Shnaim, Kshach, Luka, Achas, Mitzvah, Lechalag, Lover, Chorav, Latzma. Ben Birkas Amotzi, Ben Birkas Amotzi. Lashon Rashi, Lekamon, Velon, Nehira. Why go ahead, Dolayil?
Tila Perkits, Mavachim, of the Dvar Kafra, Nelson, Dvar Kafra, Shus, Lecha, Lavarech. Shnaim, are you awesome? How awesome? That's why they have to both make the Brachas separately. The Ud, you have a Shloshan.
That's where that's by a... That was by Baruch Rishona, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but Shlosh Hashem, even if you want to say that, Lo Hayusham El Peros. They're just Peros.
It was Shlosh. So once it was.
Maybe it was.
Now we have to see if the what's the case? Is the case?
By Baruch Rishona, hold on.
Was Lam Tesh Meralef?
Yeah.
By Baruch Rishona.
Right, so he's talking about Baruch Hashanah.
Okay, go ahead. So what's that saying?
Yeah, right, so what she's saying is that so it says there's only two people. And vo do you have a shlosha some lo yusha melaperos?
So if it's shlosha.
But so what? I mean, this thing is by shlosha.
It wasn't a case of jam, it wasn't a case of like a pseudo.
I know, but it's probably shlosha anyways.
No, but there was no pas. They weren't making. You can't say it's a situation where there's no suit and seer of Zim and all.
I mean, he holds if it was pas, if it were pas,
you could make a bracha.
So then you'd say shlosha, a kavun yachad will pas.
And you could have a hamotzi one guy. If
one guy
wants to
go.
But Rashi would hold that. He's accepting Rashi would hold that.
Right. Because there's a siruf, so the siruf would be mater bracha achas l'kulam, right?
Even by hamotzi.
And even though it's Jamaic Ona, but the tziruf is how would it work?
Why is that? It's not a God bless him.
It's because of the existence of Zimun. That's why you say there's a tziruf.
I know, but that's because God bless him. Iti is right. But here, what's the difference? What's the difference? Right. Jamaic Ona,
yeah.
It's like this, that if there's a tziruf, so then the Chefetz Shel Hanoah is shaykh to you and it's shaykh to me. Right? The Chefetz Shel Pas is shaykh to you and it's shaykh to me. So we both are Metzuraf in the Chefetz Shel Hanoah. So therefore there's no problem of mitzvah begufo because I was Nana. Because I have a chelik in your Hanoah. In other words, I'm Metzuraf in your Chefetz Shel Hanoah. So if I'm Mitzuraf and Yechef to Shel Hanoah, so then it's not like I'm being Mavarach on my own Hanoah. So the Hanoah is joined, merges, because we want to eat together. So therefore there's no problem of Kol Echad Mavarach La'atzmo because it's Begufo. Because over here the three are united.
And by two? And by two? Two people eating together?
There's no Zeruf.
But the only Zeruf is there's no Zimun because God lo shamiti and Rosh
Hashanah.
Right. But in terms of eating together, why does that affect whether two people eat each other's bread or?
Yeah, but the Zimun brings on all the halachas of whether it's one achil or of Zeruf.
Whether or not there's.
Right. Without Zimun, you don't have that whole system. You can't say it's just be a social phenomenon, not a halachic phenomenon.
You mean the Rosh Zeman of two would create, recognize the halacha tzira between two people.
Without that, you can't do it. Right. You'd have to say that there's a, since there's a kiyum, believe, so therefore it works just like a regular tzirif of Zeman. But the tzirif of Zeman is more than a social tzirif, it's a halachic tzirif in the Chefetz Shel Suda. Because you see that if you have a double relegation where it's separation, which leads to separation, then there's no tziruf and there's no zima. Right? Mm-hmm. Like if each guy is eating, if one guy's eating tevel, one guy's eating jumma.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore you're saying it's not a problem of echad of one guy not making bracha begufa because...
Right. Because it's a tziruf of shlosha. So they all have the same... they're all sharing the anas aguf. Okay? I mean, it's tais admin. But anyway, because it says really there were two. He said, but even if there were three, it wouldn't help you because it's peros and peros is not tziruf altogether.
Right, but he's learning that in Rashi, it seems, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But did Rashi actually hold that, or are you saying, well,
what did Rashi do?
Would Rashi agree with that? According to Rashi, if there's three, then you could make
all the same. Isn't that Tosas two questions?
Well,
Tosas isn't sure.
Tosas is not sure what Rashi would say.
You mean Tosas is not sure whether it was two or three?
I mean, Tosas is not sure whether Rashi would try to give that answer. He's saying, even if you want to give that answer, don't right. give it because there's Peros there. It's still not going to work. It's
still going to be two.
But his first question, he wasn't assuming Rashi wouldn't just.
Wouldn't argue.
Right.
But
if you try to squeeze out the question, then
right,
the bottom
right.
line is, even if there's three there, it's no
it's still, it's still not a serif, right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
That by the more. And the more is certainly not a serif. It's not a chila. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Al kain nirali the bracha rishon amotzin zeh shnayim lekuli alma vatam ho v'yoshim lechol yachad daita matzarif v'echad mevarach lotzi chavero avo bebracha shel sof sudo shemistalkin zeh mizeh tzorach levarach kol echad la'atzmo. Is he saying unless it's a zimun, of course?
Right.
So what is that saying? Oh, the Yeshmit has been the Yeshchuk, my Bichs and Motzi, will have a kind of a bomb. That's different.